So me and my brother decided to eat out one day after work. And this was like during prime dinner hour on a Friday. It was like 7 o'clock, I want to say. So we decided to try this place near us that we'd heard about in St. Pete. And it's a British pub. I think I first found out about this place on Yelp. I'm a Yelper, if you know what that means. I love using Yelp. And Yelp, for those of you who don't know, if you've been living in a cave or you've been off the grid since like 92, Yelp is an app where people leave reviews of restaurants and things like that. And if you're one of those people who goes on Yelp all the time, they call you a Yelper. Actually, I don't know if that's true. Yelper might be the term for the people who actually leave reviews on restaurants and things like that all the time. Like anytime you go to a place, you get your food, you pull out your phone and you're like, hang on, I got to leave this place a review on Yelp. But that's not me. I actually think I only left a Yelp review like one time in my life, and it was for some shitty takeout I had in Savannah, Georgia. Anyway, I may not be a Yelper per se, but I'm someone who goes on Yelp a lot. And by the way, people who are hardcore Yelpers have no lives. They actually have rankings on this app. And if you leave something like 1,000 reviews in a year or something like that, you get a label on your profile that says elite. They actually label you as elite if you leave a shit ton of reviews. But let me tell you something. If you're leaving thousands of reviews on that app, get a life. Okay, get a life. Seriously. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so I'm not one of those freaks, but I am one of those neurotic psychopaths that can't ever try a restaurant without checking Yelp first. Okay, it's an issue I have and I'm dealing with it. If a restaurant doesn't have at least 4 stars on Yelp, I'm not setting foot in there. That's just how it is. And even if it is like 5 stars, I'm spending at least 8 minutes scrolling through the pictures of the food and the reviews and everything. So initially, I found this British pub on Yelp and it had good reviews, okay? And it looked good. And not only did it look good, it had 5 stars on Yelp, okay? But also, people had taken pictures of the fish and chips. And they looked amazing, okay? And not only did they look delicious, all right, but people had also taken pictures of some award in the place, some award that they got for having the best fish and chips in the state of Florida, all right? So my point is, we were excited to check this place out. Everything was pointing to this place being really good. So me and my brother finish work around like 6:30 or something, and we drive over there on a Friday. And we get to the place, and the first thing I notice, first off, this place is like the building looks like a Pizza Hut, if I'm being honest, which, not saying there's anything wrong with that, okay, but here's the thing. When we pulled up, I thought they were closed. It's this small, white, nondescript Pizza Hut-looking building in the middle of a busy street, kind of like surrounded by stores and restaurants on the street, and everything else looks busy. Everything around it, people everywhere. But there is not one car. Actually, there's one car in the parking lot, which I assume is like either the manager or a homeless person sleeping in their car, right? So we hesitate, and I take out my phone and I pull it up the place on Google, and it says they're open. So where is everyone? Okay, there's just something unnatural about it. This is a Friday night, and this place is supposed to be the shit, but the parking lot is empty. So now, automatically, I don't trust it. Okay, so what do we do? Well, here's what happens. We leave. Okay, we leave. There is no way in hell I'm going to walk into a place that's empty when it shouldn't be. Okay, I'm just not. But here's the crazy part. Ready? We decide to go on Yelp and look up British pubs in the area because now we're in the mood for British food, I guess. So we look it up on Yelp. And of course, the first thing that comes up is this place, right? 5 stars, looks amazing on Yelp, but we're not going in there because we're not sociopaths, okay? We have zero desire to sit in a place alone on a Friday night. Zero. We're starving. And the food looks freaking amazing in the pictures. And we really weren't even trying to go out to like socialize and be social. We were just trying to eat, all right? We just wanted to put food in our mouths. But now everything's ruined, okay? So the second place that comes up under British is some place over in Tampa called Yeomans or something. Is that how you say that? Yeomans. Something like that. And it has like 3.5 stars, which really is not great. But still, I start looking through the pictures, and in all the pictures, we can see people. Whereas for this place where we're sitting in the parking lot, all their pictures on Yelp were mainly of the food, not the people. So now we decide to go to this other place. We ignore the fact that it only has 3.5 stars, and we drive across the bridge to downtown Tampa, which takes us a good 40 minutes. And then I parallel park in the city a few blocks away, and we walk to Yeomans, or however you say it. And this place looks like the shit from the outside, okay? It is packed with people. I mean, it's literally packed. There's people pouring out on the sidewalk, drinks in hand. There's people hanging out the windows and shit. And it's got British flags everywhere. And there's deep house music blaring. Like American house music blaring. And it looks like a nightclub, honestly. It has like this nightclub vibe, which is weird. But by this point, I just need to eat something, okay? So we go in, and they seat us in the middle of this room with all these people around, and it's loud. So like, it's so loud, I have to yell to be heard. And first of all, we sit there for like 16 minutes and nothing happens. This waitress, I'm seeing her. She's like running around, looks really busy. She comes by our table at one point and gives us the finger. Not the finger, but like her index finger, like saying like, hold on, okay? And she's running around at like 30 different tables in our section. So at this point, I'm starting to get irritated, like very irritated. And now I'm like, why didn't we just go in the other place? Finally, she comes over to take our drink orders. So I'm like, okay, you know, let me get some alcohol in me. I'll feel better. So I'm looking on the drink menu, and it's got all these like fruity cocktails and things that I want nothing to do with. And then it's got a beer section, and it shows that they have like 7 different types of imported British ale on tap. And that looks really good. So I'm stoked. So I ask her, can you recommend a good one of these imported British beers? And she goes, oh, we don't have any of those. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have any of those? And she goes, yeah, we like COVID, you know, we don't, because of COVID, we don't have any of those British ones. Okay. So here's the thing. At this point, it's 2023. I'm not going to lie. It bothers me when places still use the COVID thing for stuff like this. Okay. Because I don't believe you. All right. I'm not saying it's not true, because maybe it is, but it just feels disingenuous to say that. Like, even if that's true, don't say that. Like, just make something up. Give me a better reason than that at this point, you know, but that's just me. Anyway, long story short, everything was terrible. The food wasn't good. Okay. I don't even remember what I got. They didn't have fish and chips, which was like the main reason I left my house that night. I think the only reason. I ended up drinking like a Stella, I think, and maybe I got a burger. I don't even remember. And me and Ben were both pissed the whole time. And we were like, this sucks. Why the hell didn't we just go to the other place? We wouldn't even give it a chance because of the empty parking lot. And eventually we did go to the other place like weeks later, and it was great. It was freaking amazing. Some of the best food that I've had in this area. And they had amazing British beer on tap, which, by the way, makes my point. I think it proves to me that the other place was lying. But anyway, the good place is called Jack's London Grill in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you're ever there, highly recommend you check it out. The parking lot is always empty, no matter when you go. But that's the thing. That's my point of this story. We call it social proof. And social proof just means I have to see, visibly, I have to see proof from other people, or I don't believe a fucking word you say, you know? And the funny thing is, this place had plenty of social proof on Yelp in terms of reviews and stuff, but it didn't matter once we pulled up and saw no one in the parking lot, because that was negative social proof. And negative social proof is really bad. It has a chilling effect. Like, if a place has 10 really good reviews, but it's got one pretty, you know, pretty detailed bad review, that's devastating. That can cancel out all the good reviews. And in this case, it was just enough. You know, it was the negative social proof of that empty parking lot completely turned us off. And so that's the thing. You want to do whatever you can to avoid stuff like that happening in your business or your life that can affect how people perceive you. I feel like it could have been totally different if, say, we had pulled up and maybe the parking lot's still empty, but we see a group of people walking out of the place and they look happy. You know, it's that simple. Or say if Ben had driven over there ahead of me and gone inside and texted me or something saying, you know, I'm in here, this place looks good or whatever. You know, so when it comes to social proof in email, you have to use good social proof and you have to avoid negative social proof. And negative social proof can just be not putting any social proof in there. So just include screenshots if you can, you know, screenshots of customer reviews or testimonials. Find a way to actually show me that people enjoy your product or your brand or whatever you're trying to sell me or to convince me of in the email. If you're an influencer, show me that a lot of people follow you, you know? Maybe you're not a business or an influencer or something like that, but if you're just writing an email to someone, think about how you can at least claim social proof in the email. Cite to something, you know, tell me that a certain person or a specific number of people agree with you or can vouch for you or whatever. There's always ways to include good social proof. You just need to be creative. The first step is just being aware of it and how social proof psychologically affects people and how they perceive you.